So, I got a dog this week, so you may hear him bark. I don't know. I'm learning what he does because I got him on Tuesday. And it's Thursday, so I've only had him a couple days. Guess what his name is, though?
Link.
No, better.
Zelda.
No,
Ganondorf.
it's Reggie.
Oh, God.
And the funny thing, I didn't even name him. It was my
It was
wife. My
just
wife named him.
blind luck.
My wife named him Reggie. No, she knew what she was doing. She knew
You should have named him. You should have named him in honor of the fallen president.
We
come on.
We discussed that, and
at
just
least a middle name. Middle
couldn't
name.
figure out couldn't figure out a way to work it in. So we just stuck with Reggie, and he's walking around right now.
His name is Sir Reginald Fils-Aimé.
Sir Reginald Fils-Aimé, as my wife says. So that's my story for the week. So welcome to the yeah, that's his name. Welcome to the Attack of the Fanboy podcast, episode 24, I think. I didn't actually look it up beforehand. I'm Kyle.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Will.
Anthony joins us again after a couple weeks hiatus. So we're back to the old triple crew. And we'll just have hopefully a nice podcast here talking about video games. And
yeah.
The biggest game news this week was Destiny. They had a big old Destiny the Taken King live stream. I didn't watch it.
That's a surprise.
How I feel about Destiny.
Well, you should have been watching it, Kyle. They're really turning this ship around.
So you admit the ship was off course at some point.
No, I mean,
I didn't want to say that.
I'm on the good ship Destiny for wherever it takes us. But
so,
you know, it sounds like they're doing
the SS Bungie.
It sounds like they're doing some meaningful. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter how much you like Destiny, okay? Some of the stuff in there, it's like, what the fuck is this even here for? Wait, how do you get this and why do you do this? And if they're going to make that game, that collectible game, the game that you're like, I got to get this gun and I got to get this shader and I got to get this emblem and I got to get all this stuff, you know, letting people know how to do, you know, making it into that game fully is what, you know, it sounds like they're doing with Year 2, I mean, at least in some respects, you know, they're adding, you know, there's things in that game that just don't have any meaning, like the bonds for your character. You know, you get...
That's what's driven me the most crazy is just the amount of currencies and everything.
Yeah, it's... I think they're kind of consolidating down some of that stuff. They're also... you know, making things more worthwhile, more, you know, they go into your character progression. Obviously, they're changing that progression system around a little bit. You know, they talked about infusing weapons and giving people the ability to hang on to weapons that they really like. They talked about the way exotic weapons are going to work and how they're going to carry forward from year to year. And how they're going to introduce new weapons, but how you're going to continue to level those old weapons as well if you like those. I mean, it really just sounds like they're doing a lot more for the players. I think the game has come a long way in the last year, and I think Bungie at least seems like they're making an effort to continually improve, you know, some of the systems in the game. I mean, you might not ever fall in love with Destiny, but what's there is getting better, in my opinion.
Yeah, so what's with the leveling? Because they added the light levels. Mm-hmm. That was, I think, around the Dark Below is when they added the light levels. Right?
No, it's always been
light's been a thing for a while.
It's been a while. So they're kind of taking that almost and moving it into its own separate system. How's that working? I don't
It's basically kind of, I guess it seems like it's structured like an MMO more now, where, you know, the light levels might have been a little bit convoluted as far as, well, I mean, the core problem you had with that was, for light levels at least, was that, you know, you kind of had to have there was a small segment of gear that you could use that can get you to that light level. So, because that gear had light, a certain stat number of light associated with it. So using these specific pieces would be your roadmap for getting to max level. Now, max level is going to, you know, from what it sounds like, what they said was it's going to kind of go off of all your gear, at least initially, and then you're going to be earning experience, and I think they've changed the bounty system around a little bit. So you're gonna level up your character through just like a traditional numbered leveling system. But light is still going to be involved, but I believe it's more of like an end game thing that's going to influence the power of your character in like different ways. So you can use gear to, you know, change the way that your character plays or suits your specific play style, from what it sounds like.
I mean, are all of these changes, they seem to be for the better. I think almost everyone that I've seen react to it is excited about the changes.
Look,
do they feel
there were 300,000 people watching this
wow.
this stream.
That's a lot. What? But I wish I knew what their community was still like. I wish that they would publish that, like how many active players, because they bragged about that for a long time and then they dropped it. They didn't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, it's popular, I think.
I think there's still quite a bit of people. I see people on it every day on my friends list, just playing through it, whatever, getting prepared, if you will, for the new stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch the stream, but I mean, I'm interested in it. Yeah, a lot of my friends are stoked that they're getting rid of the light levels, pretty much. I mean, I heard that it's going to go up to 40 now. Is that true?
Yeah, your level goes to 40, but then you can find end game gear that, you know, has different stats, will give you a big stat boost above where you're out at level 40. So
basically armor will do what it was supposed to do and only affect stats, not your level. Wonderful.
And that brings me to the question I was trying to form, which is, are all of these changes, hey, we made a great game and now we're going to make it better? Do all of these changes come across as, yeah, it's been a beta for the last year and thanks for playing and here's the actual game now?
I guess it depends how cynical you're looking at Destiny.
Well, I'm guessing.
Pretty cynically over here.
Yeah. I mean, it really, like you said, it depends on how cynically you're looking at it. For people that play the game, they're probably like, yeah, I like Destiny. This sounds good. You know, this sounds like a good, a change that I'm okay with. But, you know, that's just people who like it. I haven't actually played it in a while, but I was having fun with it. I do like the progression in that game.
I think my biggest thing would be, does the Taken King actually give the game a story and a sense of an actual universe that I can care about? And I haven't heard him say much about that.
We'll have to see how Nolan North plays.
They get so ingrained in the minutiae of this. They're like, oh, well, you're going to have double vault space and the Cryptarch is going to do this and you can go here and do that. Okay, but what, like...
Well, double vault space...
That's what people like about Destiny. I don't understand, like, why it might just not be for you, Kyle. People like Destiny. People like Destiny, not for the story.
If they want to grow, if they want to get back those Halo fans that they lost, if they want to get people like me that were excited about Destiny and then got burnt out.
People like Halo, but do you think half of the millions of people that played Halo multiplayer and made Halo what it is today give a shit about the story of Halo?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't give a crap.
A lot of people.
There are so many people. I'm guaranteeing that you are in the minority in that one as well, just because Xbox Live, you know,
it was
the catalyst for Halo's growing popularity. Halo was a popular game. It was a flagship game for the Xbox. And the first one didn't have, you know, that multiplayer. But as Bungie got better at multiplayer, those stories and those campaigns were played second fiddle to multiplayer.
I would disagree. And
in your, I know. I'm just saying. I if we could look at statistics for it, I would guess there are.
Have statistics for that.
Okay. From where?
I have statistics from sales figures of the fact that ODST, which aside from Firefight was essentially a single player only game, sold 6.2 million copies.
Didn't ODST come with a Halo 3 full expansion on? Yeah, so it's like downplaying that and going, yeah, it just came with this full Halo 3 multiplayer expansion in one of the most popular multiplayer games of all time. Yeah, everybody bought it for the story.
It was people that already.
No, they're like, I'll get this shitty story with my Halo 3 multiplayer expansion. Okay.
I would firmly disagree. I think a lot of people, and the books. I mean,
I would like to see figures.
There's comics. There's a TV show.
That's awesome.
There's a second.
You can't
TV
knock
show.
Them for trying.
People beg for a Halo movie. People care about the Halo story.
Those people are in the majority to people who want to just play Halo multiplayer. And I would guarantee. I mean, I'm just guessing that there are a lot of people who don't fire up the story in Halo. I know plenty of people who haven't, that just got on to do the social thing on Xbox Live and play whatever it be, Firefight, multiplayer. I don't know. You know, that's just my opinion. But I think at the very least, it's a 50-50 split.
Well, we'll never know.
I played Halo 3 Story on 3 different difficulties and I still don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
Did you play Halo 1 and 2?
I just played it for the reward you get for beating it on the difficulties. So I'm like, all right, cool. Now I can take this crap and put it in the multiplayer. That again.
Circling back, so it's fine. I'm just saying, they're doubling down on the audience that they have. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, they're massive millions of copies sold audience. Massive. That's what they're doubling down on. They're not like, well, we got to capture these people, so we might as well build out a whole, you know, something that Destiny isn't. I mean, it's a lot of people like the Crucible. A lot of people like the changing challenges, the things that come into the game throughout the year. People like it. People like the raids. People like the strikes, doing the nightfalls, and they've added other stuff like that, Crucible challenges, and they're doubling down on the design decisions that they've already made, that they've already got rolling. I don't think we're going to see with Taken King. Like, the people who really want Destiny to be a completely different game aren't going to get that. It just doesn't sound that way.
All right.
Unless they've got something in their back pocket that they're not saying. But if that's not the case, I don't see you being like, oh, I'm sold now. Unless you like that sort of stuff. You like the core, the collector's mentality stuff for playing the same content again and again. You're going to have to do that. You know, that's part of the fun, playing the raids over and over again, hoping to get your stuff.
It'll be interesting to see how they pitch Destiny 2, because they pitched this. The reason that I sound so crazy is because this is what they promised. They promised an expansive universe, a huge, crazy story that you're going to become invested in and want to play for 10 years, and you're going to carry your guardian through the whole thing, and you're going. That's what they promised.
That's what you heard.
I can send you the videos where they promised that very explicitly.
And I can send you the videos where they were talking about, you know, this is your soldier and this is your weapon. And they were really focused on the carrying these items that you're finding in the world are the important thing. You're the story, not the world is the story. Like, that's how I took it. And when it made
all the stuff
it made
about the traveler and the light that
they got to have something in there. If they had
they played that up very much.
If you're following this along throughout the whole course of it, I mean, it wasn't surprising to me what this game turned out to be. Yeah, was it a little bit less ambitious in that department than I kind of thought it would be? Absolutely. But when you're telling me that you're trying to make a shooter MMO kind of thing, and those were the rumors that came out, you know, 5 years ago or whenever, you know. Do these MMOs have like these stories that you're getting invested in? Not really. You're the story. You know, you're going on these, you know, doing these quests. You're collecting these pointless items. You're doing all this stuff. I just didn't see it to be this single player blockbuster that maybe a lot of people did.
Well, not single player, but they essentially were saying, because they weren't saying MMO. They were very explicitly not saying MMO.
I know,
MMO.
But when, because they don't, because MMO has a stigma attached to it. You can't so say we're making an MMO kind of, in 2015. Let's go for it. They have to
kind
say
of expected
that.
Expected that shared universe. That was fine. A shared. No one expected a totally single player experience. But I think people were expecting more from the universe and more from the story. But you know, that's done. That's happened. So I don't. You know, I don't think Taken King is gonna change that. But does it, from what you've seen so far, contain enough to keep players going? Is it this colossal change that people who've been playing this for almost a year now are going to want to plunk $40 down for?
I think the people who already like Destiny will gladly pay for this expansion and gladly get, you know, 100 hours out of it because they like doing that stuff. They've already proven that they have been doing it over the course of the last year. This is more of that refined, I think.
So what changes, because a lot of these are core game changes, what changes would people miss out on if they didn't get it? These light level changes.
I think a lot of those changes are coming to Destiny in general.
Yeah, they almost have to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an expansion. It's an expansion of Destiny. It's not a new game. You know? Aren't all expansions just like, we're going to expand on this, we're not making something else.
Is this the first one that you would legitimately call an expansion? Because they called the first two expansions. I don't know that they warranted that title.
I don't know. I mean, you could call things what you want. It's all marketing. DLC, expansion, whatever sounds better.
Year two.
It's year two. This is an expansion.
Technically, yeah.
Next year will be year three.
Next year is like Destiny 2 unveiled at the PlayStation E3 conference.
Maybe.
Betting my $20 now.
Maybe Microsoft would throw that money at them.
No, they won't. After all this? Come on.
So this has what? One raid or two raids?
I think it's just one.
Taking one raid, bunch of strikes and the usual stuff.
Yeah. That, from my understanding, it's going to be, you know, pretty standard as far as that content is concerned.
Is there going to be more enemy types?
Nah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Because if there's more enemy types, then that would change the Prison of Elders.
You fucking played this game at E3 when we played against new enemy types, you buffoon.
We did?
He was totally drunk. All of E3.
Probably was.
He did knock those interviews out of the park right after playing that, so it is cool. Possible you just went into a kind of a fugue state.
I was enthralled and enamored by Destiny, the Taken King, like all the fans will be.
So anything else for Taken? We got sucked back into our usual debate, so.
Honestly, I'm kind of surprised they didn't do a Taken King beta.
Why?
Yeah, it's just content.
Still, I mean, it's brand new content. I mean, they acting like it's a whole new game, quote.
If anything's broke, they'll just fix it in the next expansion.
Oh, I see what you did there.
What has been broke in Destiny?
I mean, you know, a lot of design stuff. Not broke, but...
Your opinion on the game.
No, not broke, just the design stuff.
Your opinion.
Of course, everything is my opinion. Everything I've ever said. So...
It doesn't mean it was broken or they needed a beta to make sure it was up to somebody, one person's standards.
Saying the game was a beta, but now I'm just pushing it
like I don't care
not how broke.
Far take it.
All I know is there are a lot of people that like Destiny.
I know that too.
Yeah, I mean, but really though, you know what's not broke? Bungie's cash machine. Their bankroll is just coming in. They don't care. I'm curious to know how many pre-orders they got on that already.
Yeah, I'm honestly wondering, because there was, I mean, you have to admit, there was a backlash. Whether it was a vocal minority or not, there was a backlash against Destiny.
That backlash came after all the Amazon sold out and everybody sold out.
Exactly.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, we'll see how many people really said, oh, well, I'm, you know, Destiny, this sucks. Yeah. I'm never playing this. And then they go and buy this game this year.
Yep. I will be very interested to see.
I'm there. I'm buying it.
Are you?
I'll probably get the digital version, though, because it's like, what, $40? Yeah, I'll buy that shit.
Yeah, I don't know how much I'll even play this, but I don't see how these changes for like the people who are going to get a couple months out of the game. $40 seems like a steal, but and other people are I don't think other people are going to come in and go, oh, this is no different. I think, I don't know, maybe there's too much confusion about what an expansion is.
Well, I think one of the issues that they do have is what we talked about, that a lot of the changes that they discuss do come to the base game. So, you know, for someone like me that doesn't dig in all that much, it's a little confusing at this point what I would need to get the Destiny experience. I guess their answer would be all of them. You need Destiny Legendary Edition and the Taken King Legendary Edition, and then you're good to go.
I mean, you can. I think they're saying you can jump right into the Taken King. Especially if you haven't played in a while, they give you like an item, a one-time use thing that kind of ups your character to a specific level. I don't remember which. I think it was maybe 25.
So, using that on my low level.
So yeah.
Yeah, start a new guy.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna try and get people back into the game that way.
What WoW does. With new expansions.
Right, but kinda. Let's not call it an MMO.
Oh, yeah.
They're just using every fucking idea from an MMO that has ever been made.
Stay tuned for our very non-biased tongue-in-cheek show.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I don't know. I don't know what you said.
I said, stay tuned for our very non-biased tongue-in-cheek review by Kyle.
No, I've ceded my Destiny reviewing responsibilities. People.
He gave up. He gave up at the Dark Below.
Well, I probably couldn't be fair to it, so that's the way to go. But let's move past Destiny. We could talk about something that we all agree on, I think, which was the Call of Duty Black Ops 3 beta. We got to play over the last couple of days. It's multiplayer. I had a good time with it.
As did I.
Yeah, Anthony.
I shot a lot of people. I put up some. I put up some tweets. My best diss. If you go like 19 or what is it, 7 and freaking 30 in a team deathmatch, you should just go and sell the game. Cancel your pre-order. Just cancel your
Kill yourself, bro.
Right now. That's what I said. I was like, cancel your pre-order if you're going 7 and 39 at Hardpoint. Cancel your pre-order.
Wait, in an objective game type?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Dude, was he playing Hardpoint. F that shit. I was going Hardpoint. I was going fucking ham. I was killing that shit.
Were you playing the objective, though?
Yes. I went fucking... I went, I don't know, 22-7.
You and I might have to play together, and I'll watch you run off and kill people and not actually win the game.
Oh, you mean preventing them from the objective?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Helping the team is not on your...
So everyone who wants to rack up kills.
Maybe that's why nobody plays Destiny with you. You just... It's a team game, Destiny. So is Call of Duty.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway.
They're both team games, man. They're both team-based games. You gotta play as a team.
Indeed they are. So, what specialist did you use, Anthony?
I used the cyborg guy, the black guy. Yeah.
Was the cyborg guy unlocked from the beginning?
Yes, he was.
Unlocked. Which gun?
There's a couple of them that unlock at like level 25.
What gun does the cyborg guy have?
He has the electric gun, but I just use his rewind ability or whatever.
I didn't try that. How was that?
It's pretty cool. I feel like I never use it though. I just play Call of Duty.
What specialists are, in case you are not playing the Black Ops 3 beta, specialists are your character essentially, and they have special abilities that charge up in the match, sort of like the kill streaks or the score streaks do as well. And then when you get to that point, you can, you know, switch to usually a more powerful weapon. They also have special abilities. So I was using his weapon, which was like this lightning gun that could chain to other enemies. So if you hit one guy and then another enemy ran by or was already there, it would chain to him. You'd get multiple kills. So what was his rewind ability? Because I saw it, I didn't unlock it.
You basically, you know, you can just be like, oh shit, I'm getting shot. Rewind. Like, let's say you run around a corner, you get shot. You're like, fuck. You rewind. You go back around that corner, boost your health a little bit, and then go back.
Nice. Yeah,
it leaves like a silhouette of your character, so like they're still shooting at nothing, you know?
Yeah, I could see how these could get a little annoying in the multiplayer, but I think that they've already balanced them pretty well, and with just a little bit of adjustment, they'll be all right. Like even with that, you know, I guess you would say super-powered gun, I still died very easily. It was tough to get it shot off and accurate. It wasn't like this arcing thing with auto aim or anything.
And you get more XP when you kill somebody who's using their special, whether it be ability or special weapon.
Yep, which looking back, I would go back and look at the medals that I earned. I had done that a couple of times where there were people using their special weapon and I killed them. So I think they've got the balance pretty
kind of glad I'm leveling up my gun again. I missed that. Leveling up the gun?
I didn't get into it. This was my first Call of Duty since Modern Warfare 2. It's been a long time since I played Call of Duty. So
I love how at the beginning you said, if you know you're not playing Black Ops 3 beta, which would basically be anybody on Xbox.
Yeah.
Because those codes are a dime a dozen. Like, I pre-ordered the game, and you get three codes for pre-ordering. So you get one and two for friends. So I don't know anybody who doesn't have the beta. I really don't.
Everyone on PS4. It's not
pretty much
open on Xbox One now, right?
Yeah, it's not even open. I think they open next Tuesday.
Okay.
I think we get like a half a week, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, everything switched over. I mean, it was always, you know, it was on PS4, but now everything is leading PS4.
Yeah, that big bomb at E3.
Yeah, so that was something that Will was noticing, was how is it different on PS4. I don't know. Will, did you play the last ones on Xbox?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were our Xbox guy. And are you going to switch over now?
I heard you're an Xbox guy.
What?
Aren't you an Xbox guy? Just play fucking video games, man. Wherever I think they play best at. I think Call of Duty definitely plays better on the Xbox. But it's just had... Like, Call of Duty traditionally has had problems on the PlayStation. Maybe that's because they were partnered with Microsoft. Maybe that's why they're doing a beta for the first time on the PlayStation Network. Maybe that's why they're having issues in said beta with people being able to connect to it. Because they're probably working out some of the kinks that they have, already figured out on the Xbox Live platform. It's probably good that PlayStation is getting a beta for this. You know?
Yeah.
And they should be first, obviously, with that exclusivity deal. But, you know, for me, I already knew that I liked this game after playing it at E3. There was enough of the specialists and enough of the movement stuff on display to kind of really just sell me on, you know, the fact that the game's changing some meaningful ways. And I'll play it again this year. I'll play it on Xbox more than likely. Because PlayStation exclusivity isn't enough to sway the people that I play with, you know? So for me, it's all about, I don't necessarily play Call of Duty because I'm like so engaged by the game that I just can't put it down. But, you know, it's more of a social thing for me. And, you know, the people that I play with aren't going to rush out to buy a PlayStation 4 to play Call of Duty a month early.
Scrubs.
They should. They should go buy one. Obviously, yeah. It's almost weird that they didn't get this deal done before the PS4 launched. I think it would have changed the landscape a little bit more.
I think they were just waiting it out. They were waiting out the agreement, probably.
Yeah, it may have been firm date. But, yeah, I think a lot of people are probably a little upset that they went Xbox One because they are, you know, there's people that just play Call of Duty every year. That's their game. They play Call of Duty, and that's it. So maybe they bought an Xbox One thinking that they would get the DLC early, and now they're
Speaking about those who just play Call of Duty, what makes you like it? Because like you said, you don't play that much Call of Duty. I feel that it's more fast-paced, even more so than Advanced Warfare. And the shots count this time. Like, I die pretty quickly. Everybody else dies pretty quickly. That's a good thing. That's good hit detection and everything. No more bullet sponging.
Well, and for me, it wasn't that I didn't like Call of Duty. The core gameplay of Call of Duty is solid. It's good. It's that fast-paced shooter action. You can be, you know, a lone wolf and just run and gun. If you do get a team, it's even better. But that core gameplay has always been good. That didn't turn me away. It was just that it didn't change. It was the same game over and over, and I just didn't care. And tack on, I'm a single-player guy, so they had terrible single-player games every single time.
What?
Call of Duty? I mean, Black Ops, I know, apparently had a decent one. But Call of Duty in general, I can't stand their single-player game.
Mm.
All the Modern Warfare games and Advanced Warfare had good stories, in my opinion.
Modern Warfare 1 was good. Modern Warfare 2 was garbage.
Dude, he got stabbed in the eye. Come on.
Yeah, they started. Come that on. Was the friend. Now everyone has to get stabbed or get blown up in a nuke every game.
I think Call of Duty campaigns are pretty well regarded by most people. They're not bad. They're just bombastic, you know.
Yeah,
it's like watching a Michael Bay film.
It's exactly what it is. It's not going to, you know, make you think about things. It's not deep. It's just, you know, action.
Well, and there's no choice in it. It's a corridor. You just go through. That's gonna blow up. These guys are gonna pop up. It's the same.
It's very dude, bro.
Oh, man, they've added some pretty interesting things over the years. They've done, like, tactical battles where you're playing, like, kind of like a strategy game interlaced with some of the missions. They've done some branching story path sort of stuff over the years. I don't know. I think they have high production value, actually.
Well, I'm sure that they pump millions into it, but it just something about it.
The last one with Kevin Spacey?
I heard it was awful.
The mocap stuff is pretty good. The set piece moments that Call of Duty does, nobody does them as good as they do.
I spoiled myself and just to find out if it made any sense, and they were like, "Nope, doesn't make any sense." He just goes in front of the UN, and not to spoil anymore, but it just,
almost a year old. I'm pretty sure you could spoil it.
Yeah, what is it? He just goes in front of the UN, and he's like, "I'm taking over the world." No.
I have more guns than you guys. Oh, basically what he did.
Oh my god. Amazing. So it's
pretty much what he did. He's like, I got more guns than you guys. Yeah. What now?
Yeah. never got me. So that's what got me out. So playing this, it was just maybe it was because I waited so long, but apparently there was a lot of change between this and the last couple. So those changes kept me interested, kept me engaged, while still delivering that core Call of Duty gameplay that has always been enjoyable.
Getting back to the beta, have they announced a finish date or a closing date for the beta?
They did when it started, but I'm going to have to look it up.
All right, well, I mean, you know, it launched, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. And it goes through, I mean, obviously through next week because Xbox has to have their time. Is it on PC? Is the beta on PC? I'm not even sure.
I don't believe so.
Yes.
Oh, runs. Is the beta coming to PC? So the beta runs to the 23rd.
Oh, so what? When does Xbox? Wait a minute. When does Xbox separate, have their separate day then?
Xbox and PC beta will happen on August 26th.
Oh, so they're going to close the PS4 one?
Mm-hmm. And start a different one.
I am not happy. I thought we were going to run the whole duration. Damn it.
Too bad.
Still, it's fun. I mean, do you see yourself picking it up again in the next 3 days?
You know, I might play some more of the beta. I don't know if it's enough to really get me fully back into the series, but if the game were to show up, I'd play it, which I wouldn't have said for the last few games. I'm a picky
game. If it were to magically show up, something happened.
Showed up at my doorstep.
UPS. It fell off a UPS truck.
Yep.
I'd play it.
I'm a picky gamer, apparently. So.
But if Destiny fell off the truck, you would just kick it.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Sir,
you drop this.
You would bring it to the lost and found.
call Bungie up, guys. Yeah, I got something of yours.
How much do you want for it?
So any other thoughts on the Black Ops 3 beta? We did a decent video, so check that out. Me and Will
on the YouTubes
talked about it. Anything else you guys want to say?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be continuing to do like level cap raises, add maps, weapons, stuff like that. So, you know, it's probably worthwhile to dip back in if you tried it when it first came out and kind of see, you know, the other stuff that they're putting out. So apparently they're going to be doing it through the 23rd. I don't know if they're going to raise the cap again, but
what's the cap now?
I think it's 28.
I saw level 30s last night.
Really? I know they're getting ready to do a level 34. Maybe they're going maybe they went to 30 from 28 to 30.
Yeah, I saw level 30-somethings when I was playing last night. I was like, God damn, you guys. They had, like, these new specialists. I was like, what the... What? They were just running around killing everybody. I was like, mother...
One thing I will say, there is so much stuff to unlock. And I'm just looking at it. I don't know how much is unlockable in the beta, but just looking at all the menus, I'm like, oh, my God.
Not
it's
really.
So much. There's... You just have so many weapons, the specialists. What? Then you go and craft your gun. You have different attachments for the gun. I'm not saying it's any more than, say, a Battlefield. It's just, it's still a lot of stuff to unlock. So if you like that unlocking, you're good to go.
Yeah, is that gun craft stuff in the beta? Because
I think so.
Will was looking for that.
I think at least the skin stuff is.
Because I can't even unlock a skin. I was like, I clicked skin. I was like, give me a skin, damn it. Give me one for playing the beta, you son of a bitch. Nothing. It's usually like Treyarch logo. There you go, have fun. I got nothing.
Oh well, you're stuck with default skin.
Stuck with defaults.
So is that all that everybody played with?
Can you customize your specialist?
His look? I didn't see anything.
Because, like, you know, that's a big thing with Advanced Warfare, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with that monetizing stuff. Jesus.
Will and I were talking about that a little bit. Just how...
That'd be interesting. Like
we loaded up a game that was 6 players, and I was the only one that wasn't Sparrow, which is the bow and arrow girl specialist. And I was like, this might get a little annoying. Like if
Only noobs play as her.
Yeah, I mean, eventually when all of them are unlocked... No, I didn't play as the Sparrow. So eventually when they're all unlocked, I'm sure it's going to get more variety. But if they could get some customization on those guys, that would probably be very good.
Her and the girl with the grenade launcher, noob specialist.
I tried the grenade launcher, and I screwed it up, and then I just quit and went to
screwed up a grenade launcher?
Well, I was trying to fire over stuff. I was like, you know, I'm not just going to fire it directly at somebody. I want to actually get some arc on this.
You tried to fire over a wall and you hit the wall and you died.
No, I just fired over a wall and there was no one there. So I was like, you know what? That electric gun was really cool. Let's go back to that.
Yeah, I just stay with the ghost guy. I like how they talk too, and they talk back to the player. Like if they're doing bad, they're like, "God damn it, I suck," and they say crazy stuff like that. They kind of taunt the player in a way.
Mm.
It's interesting.
I didn't get to hear it. I had Will yelling at me.
He always yells over the headset,
right?
It's okay. He loves you. It's okay.
I was trying to make you a better Call of Duty player, Kyle.
Motivational. Will is like a motivational speaker for video games. Get in there! Cover the motherfucking point! Jesus Christ!
Why aren't you using Sparrow? We're all using Sparrow!
Are you shooting? Yeah, I am. I'm shooting with R2. What? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's about how it went. Just you must have watched the video.
That is not how it went. There was,
I did.
There was one moment where you gave up the game winning kill in a 1-point game where I expressed my distaste in your actions.
By blocking you.
by defriending you.
Yeah.
But that was it.
All
right. That was it. You guys are making me out to be...
He went to the Call of Duty menu and hit mute player.
So overall, a triumphant return to Call of Duty for me and continued enjoyment for you guys?
I don't know. People are having problems getting into this thing.
Yeah.
I got an error message that said I was 45,000th on a waiting queue for servers. Like, they had to roll out new servers or something. It was apparently a short problem, but after that, people have been having problem getting match made into games. Remember when we started playing, we had that issue of trying to party up or, you know, get into games.
Yeah.
But, you know, we kind of swept that under the rug, given that it wasn't out for everybody yet, and just put it off to the fact that maybe there just aren't that many people playing the game. But, you know, apparently that is an issue that they're having sporadically with the game so far, but you know, Treyarch's been putting out updates, and you know,
I watched your video. It's because you have a moderate NAT type.
But
when
see,
I played last
don't.
Night, my NAT type was open.
Yeah, every other game I haven't turned it on yet to see if that's changed. But every other every other platform that I have has an open NAT, so
yeah,
it's not
weird.
Like
it was doing
it's
something
not on my end. And that video was like before the game was widespread. I'd have to go check and see if that NAT's open now. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I don't ever play my PlayStation for multiplayer games because I'm not a big fan of the PlayStation Network. And maybe I just haven't set it up right. That could be a thing.
That was what, when you told me we were going to play that night, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get home, I'll start the download, and I'll see you in 2 days. So... It went decently.
It
wasn't as bad as normal.
I wonder how it went for people when everybody got access. You know, that's when you start running into problems on the PlayStation Network, is when a lot of people are trying to download something. You know, for us, it wasn't that bad because I don't think there were too many people downloading it at the time. But I'm wondering how it went. I don't want to ask you, Anthony, because you're just gonna be like, it took me like 2 seconds.
That was amazing.
No, it took me
longer.
It was a new record.
It was only
12 gigs. It took me longer. I mean, it took like an hour and a half, where like I do 30 gigs in an hour and a half on my speed. So I was like, wow, this is taking a long time. All right, whatever. Just going to go watch some Seinfeld on Hulu. Click.
I guess, I mean, that's about right for the PlayStation Network. It never really taps out your entire bandwidth. Steam does.
Oh, yeah, I could download 12 gigs on Steam in, like, 30 minutes.
It goes
maybe
pretty quick.
I'd have to test it.
But they monopolize your whole connection, basically.
They do,
You know, if you're downloading something big on Steam and it's ripping through it, your computer's going to be chugging along. Or at least your internet is.
Yep. Did you guys play anything else this week other than Black Ops?
I played Volume. But I didn't play enough of it to speak on it. It looks pretty, but I need to plug in a controller and see if there are any controller options for it.
Is it tough on a mouse and keyboard?
It's not. No. I think it's designed for a mouse and keyboard. I just, you know, was feeling like playing with a controller. I remember thinking to myself, I am such a console plebe. where's my controller? I can't play this slow-paced stealth game without one. That's oh, the man. Exact words I used. Plebe.
Yeah, I got that looked interesting, and then I got more interested when I heard that it was from the same guy that did Thomas Was Alone.
Yeah, Mike Bithell.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. Might check that out.
Yeah, Emily's reviewing it right now, so yeah, it's something totally different. This is a sneaking game, a stealth game. We talked about it last week briefly, but it's an interesting game. It's a pretty game. It looks nice from what I played, but I really didn't play too much. But, cool. Yeah, what else am I looking at? Probably going to... I'm playing Until Dawn right now, but I can't talk about it.
Yep.
So we'll have to just...
look for that review.
Bypass that. And other than that, it's just been all Black Ops for me.
Cool. Anthony, you play anything else?
Nah, just Black Ops. I mean, I play a little bit of, like, Triad Wars on my computer. PC stuff. But, you know, Windows 10 and compatibility with older or somewhat older / beta games. Not so good.
All right. I played Tales from the Borderlands Episode 4. That series is fantastic. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But this episode was a tiny bit of a dip in their usual quality. I gave it a 3.5, which the last episode I gave a 4. We gave the first two episodes 4s. I would have given them a little bit more than that if I was in charge of the reviews at that point, but that's neither here nor there.
Wait, the person who's been reviewing this game has changed hands?
Yeah, it was somebody who left.
Oh, it was Danny?
So, I believe so. Yeah, So I had to take over as our apparent Telltale representative.
Yeah.
So I'm reviewing all the Telltale games so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
I jumped on it. But yeah, Tales from the Borderlands has been fantastic. This episode had the usual technical issues. It's definitely time for I really, really hope that with so they got to wrap up Game of Thrones, they have to wrap up Tales from the Borderlands. When those are done, I really hope that they have a new engine ready to go.
I just don't get how you overlook stuff like that and then go, Destiny shit. You know, you're like, this game's awesome. It's broken. But Destiny, one of the best playing games released in probably the last 5 years, is shit. I'm
talking about them right now.
Oh, okay.
Not overlooking them at all. But
Will's over there like, it looks like a 5-year-old drew this game. Come on.
You have to question what's the most important thing in the game. In this game, the most important thing is the narrative, the story, the writing.
Well, apparently that's the most important thing in every game for you.
Oh, it wouldn't have been in Destiny if they hadn't promised it to me. That's all.
I don't know. I didn't feel that way, but I digress.
Yep. Every time. So...
Not all things lead back to Destiny, Kyle. Destiny is life. Life is destiny.
Definitely a problem. Without them, this definitely would have been reviewed higher by me. A lot of people still reviewed it very high. I was actually on the low end of reviews.
Yeah, I was going to say 3.5 is not a stellar game. Not something I'm like, ooh, I've got to get out and play this one. Sounds like Telltale slipped a stinker in there.
No, I mean, it's still good. I still like, I gave it a liked. And it really still even has some of the best moments in the series so far. Individual moments were fantastic. It was just, it was also, this is the next to last episode, which Telltale usually flubs those because they're looking at the end. They're ready to get that last episode done. They want to jam pack it with everything. And so this one kind of dips a little bit. And that's been the case, I think, almost every series that they've done. So it wasn't super surprising. It was just a little bit of a dip.
Saying the penultimate episode dipped?
Yeah.
That never happens with any Telltale game.
Yeah,
no Walking Dead game. No Wolf Among Us has happened with the penultimate.
Wolf Among Us Episode 4 was one of the worst episodes Telltale's ever done.
What? Oh, man. Whatever. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go play Destiny.
But even with all of that said, Tales from the Borderlands is right up there. It's definitely in Telltale's top three. A lot of people think it's their top one, and it's pretty close for me. I don't know. I was a huge Walking Dead fan, so it may not top that.
It's going to be hard to capture, you know, rebottle that magic. That was hit at the right time.
Yep. And I even liked Season 2. A lot of people seem to feel like Season 2 was a bit of a letdown. I thought it was stellar.
I couldn't get very far into Season 2 before I just kind of gave up on it. Because for me, I played Season 1
all at once.
And the stuff that you talk about when you say technical issues, I can't get over. You know, the hitching and the weirdness in the animations. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
That stuff, for me, just kind of takes me out of it for whatever reason. And not just in The Walking Dead. A lot of games, you know? You see those technical issues. For me, it just kind of, you know, pulls me out of being immersed in a world, I guess. You know, I don't know.
No, that's – I'm trying to find – I'm going to quote myself.
Kyle Hansen of Attack of the Fanboy says.
Kyle Hansen says, there was a mixture of bad lip syncing, animation problems, and characters teleporting strangely well off the camera in a genre that is wholly dependent on immersion and sucking you into the story. These problems add up and do the exact opposite. So that's, I definitely agree. They take you out of the story. They're only getting by because everything else is so on point.
Right.
The voice acting, the writing. Tales from the Borderlands has legitimately made me laugh out loud multiple times. I don't know of many games that have done that.
Is it Telltale that writes those, or is it Gearbox? Or
it's Telltale with some Gearbox people and a lot of input from Gearbox. There's big story beats in here for the Borderlands universe.
Really?
I haven't gotten into the Borderlands universe other than with Tales, but a lot of fans were pretty upset with some of the stuff. Not upset as in mad, but upset as in impacted by some of the story.
Yeah, Borderlands is a humorous game.
Yep.
Well, it's got some kind of story going on.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, that seems ripe for... A Telltale job on it. I for whatever reason, after Wolf Among Us, I can't get into these games anymore.
Yeah. Do you think it's the technical stuff?
I've spoken about this on the podcast before. It's that stuff is one issue, but the episodic nature of these things and the waiting is what gets me.
You know? Yeah. This was the first one I played through 1, 2, and 3 back to back because I had to catch up, so that was a much better experience. When I picked this one back up, and I was like, "Wait a minute, where did that guy go, and what was he doing?" And that was a little rough. The beginning of this one was tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully, 6 months from now, when they release the final episode,
they got back on schedule with this one. It's 2 months, so
2 months. 2 months is a long time.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
No.
But it is what it is.
And it is a 3.5 out of 5.
If you listen to me, if you listen to a lot of other people, they gave it 9s and 10s.
Really?
Yeah.
They are drunk on the Kool-Aid.
No, if all that you care about are the things that they do well,
mm-hmm.
then it's great. It's just, you know, a couple of things here and there that are to be expected.
Was it the technical issues that knocked that score down the most?
It was that and the rough start that it kind of just threw you right back in. There was really no prepping, and then a few hitches in the pacing at the beginning that really caused an issue. And it's just the same thing where it is a part one story of the finale. This is finale part one. So that also hurts because Telltale games usually have a nice beginning, middle, end in each episode while they lead into the overall story. This one kind of had that, but not exactly.
Cool. Until Dawn kind of reminds me of an adventure type game.
Yeah.
Not that I can say much more about it than that, but yeah.
Next week we'll talk about
that, and that is what I will be playing. Until then, and we'll have a review up, I guess, Tuesday, the 24th? No, that can't be Tuesday.
No, yeah.
Monday. 23rd is Sunday. 24th is Monday.
Do we have any other reviews?
Yep, Emily's going to review Volume. I think Dean's reviewing Super Mario Maker. I don't know what the embargo is on that, though. I don't think it's this weekend.
No, it's a little bit out, but it's still going to be way before launch, I believe.
I'm probably going to review Shadowrun Hong Kong.
Shadowrun Hong Kong.
Yep, I liked the one they released a couple years back. It's pretty good. Franchise Revival from Harebrained Schemes.
I'm looking forward to playing Fallout.
Dean got Madden.
Okay.
Dean's going to be reviewing Madden as well.
We also have a Fallout Shelter review that's being worked on as we speak. And Fallout Shelter.
Oh. Okay.
For Android. The Android version. Yeah. Gears of War comes out next week. Dishonored comes out next week. Lots of stuff next week.
Yeah. Wow. We're getting into it.
Yep.
Getting into the shit. Yeah.
September even crazier.
Yeah, so. But this is, you know, this is a good, this is the starting line, right? I mean, it's when you say, that when you say, when's it going to start again? When Madden comes out.
Yep.
That's when it happens. It's just, now there's just even more shit that is around this release of Madden. I've got a lot of big games that are all gearing up to release here shortly. I don't know. I think, looking around, it sounds like Mario Maker's making quite an impression on people.
I played that at E3 and it was fantastic. It was much more than I even thought it was going to be. So I'm very much looking forward to the review and the game itself.
Is it like pretty much Little Big Mario?
It's Little Big Mario with a gamepad, so you can actually make stuff in a nice way.
And so you're going to see lots of dicks. Awesome.
No, Nintendo. They actually do a good job of.
They crack down on that, aren't they?
Yeah. They'll get rid of that.
They've got proprietary dick identifying software.
Is that a dick? I think that's a dick.
Bob, we're gonna have to check out level 1023. Got a possible dick.
Who's Will Schwarf? Screw it.
Wait. Just ban him. Just ban him.
Somebody brought up a good point. I think they asked it on Reddit. Like, where can Nintendo go with 2D Mario games after this? They've essentially put their development tools in our hands. You can make almost anything in this game. How can they make a new Super Mario Brothers U 2 and actually try and sell it? I almost think that they can't.
I don't know. This stuff isn't for everybody. The Mario Maker isn't for everyone.
Yeah, but you can get it and just play. You can just play player created.
I understand
levels.
That, but none of those people are Nintendo developers.
Mm, yeah,
you know,
when
there's a reason
when
why Nintendo
create stuff, then I'll be excited.
From what I hear and been reading, like there's pretty ambitious stuff out there already. Metroidvania type games and you know, a multitude of different types of levels, challenging, some are fun, some are cute, whatever, what have you. But yeah, it looks like people are going to take to that, right?
Yeah.
It's just, can they string it together like Nintendo can? No, probably not. But you never know. There could be some talented people out there.
Maybe if they just bundle it so they make a new game. And when you buy it, you get the texture pack for Super Mario Maker.
DLC.
And all the levels get in there.
DLC.
Yeah. There you go. Done.
Or just Mario Maker is just included with those games. You know, going forward, it's just like, this is, you get our campaign, and this is our online multiplayer. Or what, you know what I'm saying? This is the other part of our Mario games going forward.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Either way, should be interesting. So that comes out September 11th.
Are there going to be bosses? Did they announce? Like, can people like create boss fights?
No, no. It's all about designing levels.
Oh, I was going to say if somebody recreates like Super Mario World, then I'll be like, okay, all right, he did his homework.
Yeah. Next, next is 3D, right? And then they can make 3D Mario Maker.
Super Mario Maker. Yeah.
Recreate Super Mario Sunshine. Fuck yeah.
Oh, man.
Paper Mario Maker. I actually did like the last Paper Mario.
Great. All fantastic ideas. Nintendo. I hope.
Nintendo. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Next month looks crazy. Jeez. Just kicks it off right with Metal Gear Solid and Mad Max.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's gonna get even crazier. September is nuts, and then that's not even the holidays. So the rest of the year should be fascinating. So we will we'll be here on the podcast. Listening. You can listen to us talk about all these great games. So thanks for joining us for the 24th episode, and keep listening.